Tweedminster at the Labour Party conference, speaking to Nigel Griffiths, MP for Edinburgh. Nigel, you stepped down over Trident, and now it seems that the government, the Lib Dems and the Tories are changing their minds about Trident. What do you think about nuclear disarmament and the next election?
Well, Harold Macmillan said in the 1950s that having nuclear weapons was a status of a great power. I happen to believe now that the status of a great power is in leading the way in giving up nuclear weapons. And I'm sure that all the British political parties will follow that, some quicker than most.
Now, your seat of Edinburgh is considered to be marginal. Are you going to be using this issue in your election platform?
Well, I don't tend to use issues. I say to people, this is what I stand for. If you support these issues that I stand for, vote for me. Now, nobody agrees with me 100%, so I distrust anyone who says, oh, I agree with everything you say. But I know that I offer, because of my beliefs in politics, a spectrum of views, and I'm pretty confident that in South Edinburgh that represents what people want to vote for. I haven't changed my views on climate change ever. I haven't changed my views on Trident. I stick to what I believe in terms of politics. And people, if they agree with me, I ask them to vote for me. If they don't, I frankly don't want their votes.
Now, analysts and newspapers have been saying that the Tories are definitely going to win the next election. Will it really be that easy for them in Scotland?
Never mind Scotland, look at the UK. The latest opinion polls show that David Cameron is polling 40%. Now that, quite frankly, isn't enough to win. Neil Kinnock didn't win with a poll of the mid-40s in 1992. And the public are far too savvy about this. They're not going to be dictated to by the media. They're going to make up their own minds. And frankly, they see, particularly in Gordon Brown, somebody who's patently honest, very plain. What you see is what you get. And remember this, every time you go and put your card into a bank hole and take your money out, if it hadn't been for Gordon Brown, there's no doubt in my mind that what would have happened historically is you wouldn't have been able to take your money out. Gordon Brown was responsible for persuading all the world leaders of the need to make sure our savings were safeguarded. If we'd followed the way of George Bush and others, that would have gone down, frankly, the lavatory pan.
Nigel Griffiths, thank you very much.